I'm just going to start off by saying that I've been through some pretty crazy situations through all my years of truck driving. But what I'm about to tell you now is by far the craziest and most scary thing that I've ever been through. I drove a truck for 15 years, and yes, I'm talking about the big semis. I used to have to make deliveries for a number of different companies at different warehouses. It wasn't the best job, but it put food on the table for my family and I made a decent living. Now, with truck driving, of course, I used to have to travel the country and be away from my family for sometimes weeks on end, which really sucked and was by far the worst part about my job. One time I had to drive all the way from the smack dab middle of Ohio to a small city in Missouri, which is quite a far drive. But I was used to it. It was pretty late at night, I would say probably close to 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was in a relatively deserted area, and I had been for at least 30 miles. So it was a surprise to me when I saw a car up ahead that was parked on the side of the road with its hazard lights on. I truthfully did not want to pull over to see if they needed help, but I knew I had to. It was the right thing to do. I knew if it were me in that kind of situation, I would appreciate any kind of help I could get. I parked behind the car and I got out of my truck and made my way to the driver's side and I politely knocked on the window. "Hey, everything okay in there?" I asked. But nobody said anything. I then bent down a little and looked inside the car and nobody appeared to be inside. I didn't know what to think, so I got back in my truck and right before I was about to take off, I heard somebody in the field to my right screaming for help. I felt like I was dreaming, but eventually it became very evident that what was going on was as real as it can get. I saw a shadowy figure running towards me that looked like some sort of ghost or a dark entity floating my way. It was so dark that I couldn't make out anything of the person at all, other than that they were moving pretty quickly. I instantly switched gears into panic mode and I got back out of my truck and yelled, "Hey, you okay? What's going on?" I waited and waited, only to hear silence. All I could hear were the sounds of crickets chirping over and over. Then I realized I couldn't see the shadowy figure anymore. I almost got back in my truck and took off because I wanted to believe I was just losing my mind, but I didn't. I continued forward to try and figure out what was happening. As I was getting closer, I started to hear noises of something moving around in the grass, almost like an animal or something along those lines. Then finally, I heard a loud scream come from a person no more than 20 feet away from me. The grass was knee high, and for how dark it was, I could barely see anything. Within moments of this, I heard police sirens in the distance closing in. I looked over behind me in the direction of where I heard the sirens, and that was right when a man took off running away, and a young woman came running towards me, screaming for help. I let the man run as I was trying to be of aid to the girl. She was beat up badly and had cuts all over her body. I walked her up to where we were parked on the side of the road, and the police arrived in under a minute after that. The girl ran out of gas, and when she flagged someone down for help, instead of helping, a man took advantage of her by pulling her off to the side, taking money from her, physically assaulting her, and sexually harassing her. From what I understood, apparently the woman managed to call the police when this altercation first took place without the assailant noticing. And that's how the cops knew about the situation. The police sent out a manhunt for this guy, and in under 24 hours he was caught. I don't know all the exact details, but I'm sure that guy will be in prison for quite some time, I imagine. Or at least I hope. If it were up to me, he would get the death penalty. I love traveling, and I love spending time by myself. I go on road trips across the country and night drives whenever I can or when I feel like it. Sometimes I drive around my city and other times I drive all the way through and around my state to other cities nearby that can sometimes be as far as 3 or 4 more hours away. Most times I drive with no sincere destination or purpose other than the simple fact that I like to drive. It's a good time killer for me and I love driving around listening to music. It helps me think and it soothes me. So this all happened on a weekend. It was a Friday night. I was driving to a park that was 2 hours away and I was supposed to be meeting up with a friend. We were going to be having a picnic and a little get together or whatever. Well, after I got there, I soon realized that my friend bailed on me and probably wasn't going to show up. I waited for over a half an hour and I hadn't even gotten a response, so I decided I was going to have a picnic by myself. I ate my food and relaxed for a while on the blanket that I brought with me from home, and I hung out for a little bit. I was understandably upset about my friend bailing on me, but this wasn't his first time doing this to me, so it was whatever, and I got over it. I didn't want my day to be ruined, so I tried to find something else to do. I looked up on Google on my phone, national parks near me or something like that, and I found this park that was an additional hour and a half away from where I currently was, which was the complete opposite direction in which I came from. I thought it would be a good idea to go, and it sounded fun to me. I had nothing to lose. About halfway to this park, it was already 6 o'clock and I was getting hungry again, and I started to regret my decision altogether of driving further to this other park. By the time I got there, it was already like 7 o'clock and I was just in a bad mood. I started to get a migraine, but I figured I might as well check the park out before I left, otherwise all of my driving would have been all for nothing in a sense. Even though I loved driving, I just wasn't in the best mood this day. I found a place to park and I began exploring the trails. It was starting to get darker and I had probably walked over a mile, taking a number of different turns. I didn't want to get lost in the middle of the night, so I took that as a sign to turn around. As soon as I turned around, I saw that there was a man standing upright, not moving a muscle. It didn't even look like he was looking at me directly, but he was definitely looking in my direction. As I got closer to him, I could finally start to see more of what he looked like. He had medium-length, scruffy brown hair, was around my height, and was unusually pale and skinny. I asked if he was okay, as he was kind of giving me this crazy look. He didn't say anything when I asked him that, so I continued walking. After a couple of steps, he finally shrieked.
"I need water,"
he said. Shockingly, I responded with my help and told him he could walk back to my car with me and that I had some water in my car. Once again, he didn't say anything, he just followed me. We walked all the way back to my car and he didn't say anything the whole 15 minutes. No matter what I said to him, he just wouldn't respond. I awkwardly laughed it off and left him alone. The last 5 minutes of the walk to my car was completely silent from the both of us. All I could hear was our own footsteps and his disturbed heavy breathing. Finally, we made it to my car and I grabbed a water out of my small cooler that I had and I handed it to him. He didn't make a face at me or show any kind of emotion at all. There was nothing behind those eyes. I knew I had to get out of there as soon as possible. So I jogged over to my car and I sped off as fast as I could without making a huge scene. I looked in my rearview mirror while driving away and that's when I saw 3 or 4 men who appeared out of the shadows of the darkened trees. My heart skipped a beat when I saw all of them staring at me as I was driving away. I was just lucky to be safe in my car. It was almost as dark gets by now and that added to the creepiness of the situation. After driving for about a mile, I noticed high beams that pointed right in my direction from the car behind me. The car was speeding up and getting closer to me by the second. I figured that they were the same people that were harassing me. I had a long drive home, so I was definitely freaking out. Then all of a sudden, I noticed that my car had low fuel. I probably had 50 miles tops before my car would stall out of gas, so I had no other option than to stop at the gas station. I drove an additional 20 miles in hopes that the person tailing me would stop following me, but that wasn't the case. They were still following me. I had made almost a dozen turns by now, and they were still behind me. Undeniably, they were following me, no question about it. I stopped at a gas station that was up ahead, and I parked at the pump directly in the middle. And sure enough, the creepy guys pulled in with me and parked at the pump directly next to mine. I basically ran inside and I told the cashier I needed $40 of gas. I was in such a weird state of mind that I didn't tell the worker at the gas station about the people following me and I went back out to my car. I didn't look at their car once, I just ran as fast as I could and started pumping my gas and right when I attempted to open my car door, I felt somebody grip my arm from behind me and try to pull me away. I turned around and I hit the man in the face and I started screaming bloody mercy. He almost got me in his vehicle, but he ran off when the gas station employee heard the commotion and came out and yelled that he was calling the police. We tried to get his license plate number, but he didn't have a plate on his vehicle. It was probably stolen. This employee probably saved my life. I don't know what I would have done if it wasn't for him. We were the only people there at the gas station, too. Me, the worker, and the guy who was stalking me. I'm not 100% sure if there were other people in the car with him or not. I think there was, but the windows were tinted black, so I had no chance of seeing. I'm just assuming that they were all together still. I started to break down crying, and the worker hugged me and reassured me that it was going to be okay. Just for reference, I'm a 19-year-old girl, and at the time I was only 17, and I am most definitely not the fighting type. I stayed and waited for the police, but I didn't really end up pressing charges. I was in a rush to get home, and I didn't even know who the guy was in the first place. If you ever travel alone, especially if you are a young girl, beware of your surroundings and carry protection and just be safe. That goes for everyone really, but there really are weirdos out there and you never know where you might find them. It was a rainy and cold, foggy night. I was driving home from a friend's house, which was over an hour away from mine, and I was sitting at a red light. I was only 10 minutes away from home. Out of nowhere, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. I jumped a little, but I figured it was just a deer. I looked more closely and squinted my eyes, and then I rolled my window down and stuck my head out. I then saw a man standing there across the street from me, doing absolutely nothing. I thought this was really strange. He had something in his hands, too. He then started running at me in my car, and I ended up running the red light because I wasn't sure what he was going to do. As I was passing through the intersection, I almost got into an accident with a car passing by, but I didn't. Everything happened so fast, but I managed to get away safely for the time being. Just after I almost got into the accident, I saw a car that was in the dark corner, kind of by where I first saw the man. It was parked by some trees in the dark, further back at the corner of this intersection. I put two and two together and realized how weird and out of place that car was, so I assumed it was the guy's car that ran at me. I started to feel lightheaded, so I pulled over at the nearest convenience store to get some water and to take a deep breath. I was so out of focus that I wasn't paying any attention to the fact that the guy was following me. I guess he kept his distance. I didn't know he was following me until I got back into my car from the store. As I was leaving the store, a girl my age yelled for me, and of course I walked over to her to see what she needed. She said that her tire was flat and that she didn't know how to work the air pressure machine, so I offered her my help. What was weird about this was that it didn't seem like her tire was flat at all, but I was trying to be nice. I got this weird feeling, but I finished up with helping her and I walked back to my car. As I was stepping in my car, I had already put my right foot in, but right as I was trying to put my other leg in, I felt this extremely sharp stabbing like pain in my ankle. I started screaming, and I was in so much pain that I grabbed my ankle for a second and sat there trying to accept what had just happened. Only moments later, I saw a hand and a crowbar pop up from under the car, and immediately I put the key in the ignition and drove away. I think the man got out from under my car before I was able to drive off. I didn't look back. I don't know how, but he was able to get behind me really fast. It seemed like I had a car tailing me within 30 seconds of driving away. Also, bear in mind that this was in the middle of the night, so there weren't many cars out at all. Especially because of the area I was in is dead. He started getting closer to me, and I sped up. I was already going like 90 in a 45 though, so I couldn't really go any faster. He then ran his front bumper right into the back of my car, and we both began swerving off the road. I tried to control the wheel the best I could, but me doing so resulted in me hitting a tree head-on in the ditch. My car was totaled, and I think I completely blacked out for a little bit. I most definitely wasn't going to be able to drive the car out of there, and I genuinely thought that this was going to be the end, and that I was going to die. I was a part of a horror movie, except it was real. I crawled out of the car and I hesitantly looked around, and to my surprise, there was nobody in sight. All I could see was the dark fog and the bright moon that illuminated everything around me. I reached for my phone and called the police. I told them where I was and I hung up. I couldn't talk on the phone as I was panicking so bad I could barely breathe. I'm an asthmatic, so that made it 100% worse. The cops arrived and I explained everything to the best of my ability. They took me to the hospital, which I sat at for 2 days. They never found the man that did this, despite the description that I gave them. They had nothing on him, and they had not a single lead. I almost died at the hands of this ignorant and deranged man, and he's most likely still walking around out there, doing this sort of thing to other people, and that's what keeps me up at night the most. I'm not sure if the girl that asked me for help with the flat tire was some sort of creepy decoy or not, but speaking about all of this feels nothing less than a fever dream and is bringing everything back to life for me. So I'm going to end here.